Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura says this is not the country I was born in. We're a fascist nation now. We're in a scientific kill grid now with basically Prozac in the water. That's what fluoride is. Like, that's the main ingredient in serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Alan Watts, our guest. I could talk to him for 10 hours, but another informative person, good friend of mine, Jim Mars, is coming up here in a moment. And I want to try to go to a few more calls. We'll go to all these regardless. It's your question who you're going to be talking to on air. But there's got to be some way to get people out of their trance because, I mean, I understand this is frightening information, but it's all verifiable. I mean, do people – it'd be funny. I mean, if I went over in somebody's yard and if they had a bunch of pebbles or gravel in their yard, you know, one of these zero-scape things, and I took a rock out of their yard, the neighbor would run out and bow up. And, you know, I get all crazy. But if the government murders them 20, 30 years young or kills their kid with a cancer injection – it's like they don't want to hear it. It's like they don't even care. It's like, kill me. I mean, it's like almost fun to toady around and like the government and like the PSAs and all of it. And thank you for groping me, TSA. You know, just all of this. It's mind control. Is it not, Alan?
It is mind control, but it's also propaganda. It's the effect of mass propaganda of the authoritative system versus those who have not been given authority by government or whatever. They want to believe in government. They want to believe that people could never be so awful and terrible and nasty to them. And the propaganda is perfect for every culture. They give you the guys at the top that say the traditional phrases that you're used to hearing, and that those are your guys. They could never do things like that to you. They're caring, etc. They fall for all the PR. They fall for all the deportment these guys are taught, and the scripts are written by professionals. They fall for propaganda. This is a propaganda war we're in. It's an information war. And this is what they said would come before they gave us the internet. They said there will be a massive information war. And, of course, they didn't sit back and wait for it happening. They made sure they had the biggest, most professional, well-funded teams to make sure we'd always have information wars. Even on the other side, too, there's been fakes over the years who've come out on the Patriot side, and later we find out, like Bo Greitz, that they're actually still working for the government. So this is a real war for the mind. When the mind goes, the body's no choice but to follow it. So it's a war for the mind, and until people literally become informed and then paranoid about their governments, nothing will happen. The majority will go along with it, unfortunately. And now you have the big propaganda push for conspiracy theories, and it was the mainline that put that term out there. And now everyone's labeled a conspiracy theorist like some kind of nuts, like the guy that collects corpses there instead of stamps. So that's how they label you. So a phrase can literally knock you out of action because it's already embedded into people's minds through propaganda. Just like Nazi, it shuts them up right away. There's no response to it. There's no reasoning through logic when it happens.
Amazing. Alan, thank you so much for spending time with us, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. CuttingToTheMatrix.com.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex.
Good to have you. We're going to get Jim Mars teed up here to come on. I can't wait to talk to him about all the news, and we'll get to your calls. Chantel and Lauren and Patrick and Robert, we'll at least get to those folks. It is the 2011 Money Bomb. If you want to donate to this true independent alternative media operation at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can't miss it. And you can also donate throughout the weekend. It's going to keep going right through till Monday, as it always does. And again, if you want to be on the front lines fighting the globalists, that's what you do when you support us, because we are definitely in here 110% committed to fighting the New World Order. InfoWars.com or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades of mine. Well, Jesse Ventura sued, had a great suit against the TSA, and the federal court just threw it out and said it was the wrong federal court. I mean, his lawyer checked all that. It's just a total punt. So it's not a complete defeat, though. I think you should refile it in that court and just continue it. When you know, first you don't succeed, try again. Jesse's giving a press conference right now. We've been able to find it, unable to find it in the media. He called me last night and said that he would try to call in after the press conference. That could be any time. Jim Mars, of course, best-selling author, researcher, the first person to teach a college-level course on JFK, former Fort Worth Star-Telegram crime reporter, good friend of mine, great guy. He's going to be with us for the hour. But if Jesse calls in anytime in this hour or the next hour, you know, when Watson's on with me, we'll go, you know, we'll go into a holding pattern with the guest for about 10 minutes, give them a breather, and then bring Jesse on. And he's got the hotline number, and so that's going on, obviously. Man, last night he was calling me saying, you know, what do you think about this? And I had a guest on Alfred Adask, and I saw it was Jesse Collins. I'm sitting there talking to him while Alfred's talking, and I'm like, well, because, you know, then it had been thrown out. Then I saw the judge just said it was the wrong venue. It's technically thrown out, but it's not really thrown out. So I don't know what Jesse's going to do. But it's a big deal because it's the fight against this national Gestapo force now rolling out on the streets. Before we get into all these issues of Iran, Occupy Wall Street, the New World Order, all the things that Jim wants to get into. Jim, what do you think of the – we already knew this was going on 13 years ago. It's in my film Police State 2000 from 12 years ago, but I knew about it 13 years ago. I saw the federal grants, street lights that have cameras and microphones hidden in them, power transformers that have them hidden in them, smart meters can actually, with an algorithm, tell what you're watching on TV. That was mainstream news yesterday. They're connecting to them 10,000 times a day. They're now putting switches in all the new appliances that data over power actually couples with and then tracks you in the house. I mean, this is beyond Orwell. TSA are now coming out on the streets. They've got PSAs running in hotels saying spy on everybody. They're now running video PSAs where it shows TSA at football games and at hotels and just everyone being searched, line up everywhere, total prison. I mean, this is even crazier than I thought it would be and moving so quickly, Jim. Do you think the globalists are doing this because they're scared? I mean, because I've never seen them move the timetable so fast.
Oh, absolutely. I think the New World Order is coming apart at the seams. But before we continue with that, let me just say if Jesse Ventura comes in, I'll be more than happy to jump off and let's hear what he says, because I, for one, am quite grateful to his suit against the TSA because it's about time somebody does something. We had a great opportunity in Texas. A lot of your listeners may not know this or may not remember this, but the Texas House actually voted on a bill that would provide for a prison term and a hefty fine for any TSA officer that touched your genitals, okay? And 30 of the 31 senators were all set to sign it, and even that New World Order stooge, Rick Perry, had indicated he would sign the bill. And then the Justice Department came in and said, oh, well, if the TSA can't guarantee flights in Texas, then we'll just cancel all flights in Texas. In other words, turn Texas into a no-fly zone, okay? And, of course, thanks to the lieutenant governor and the governor, they immediately caved to their New World Order bosses. And so they withdrew the legislation. But what an opportunity. We should have said, yeah, go ahead and declare Texas a no-fly zone, and we'll just stop tax revenues here and not send them to Washington. We'll cut off your money supply. How do you like that? But, of course, they're weak-kneed and they're paid for. The solution, as you well know, Alex, would be to elect people at a local level, particularly the local county sheriff, who by tradition and by law is the highest law enforcement officer, in the land. And there are a bunch of courageous sheriffs, as you well know, taking part in trying to protect the freedom in this country. There's I know there was one up in, I want to say Montana, who publicly stated that if any federal officials came in and violated the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of the state, that his deputies would escort them to the border. And we need to have more like that, and we need to start standing up at the local level and just say no. But back to your thought, I'm in total agreement. I think they are scared to death. That's why they're tightening down. And it may be suicidal, Alex, because the more they tighten down, the more people wake up and the more people bow their back and say, no, wait a minute, stop that. And so it's an escalating type thing.
Jim, where do you see all this going? I mean, you say you think the New World Order's in trouble. I think they are. I don't think they're invincible. I mean, they've got all their plans laid, but I mean, people are waking up to them. Why do you say the New World Order's in trouble?
Well, because as you yourself said, it's all escalating. It's all they're tightening down harder, faster, more openly. I mean, this has been, they've been in stealth mode for at least 100 years, moving with their New World Order. And now the gloves are off. I mean, look at what's happening with the economy. Look at what's happening with the European Union. The Greek Prime Minister, first he says, oh, well, we'll have a referendum. And then he says, no, we won't have a referendum. And then I think they finally said, no, we're not going to do that, because he's in the pocket of the international bankers. But, and of course, the Prime Minister in England, he won't allow a referendum. So, wait a minute, people begin to wake up and say, well, wait a minute, if we're free people, why can't we vote on what we want to do? You know, for example, we see the same thing in this country. With all the economic problems we've had and with all the stuff that's going on with Wall Street, when has the public ever had a chance to vote on whether we wanted to have the TARP bailouts or whether we wanted to send $14 trillion over to prop up foreign banks? When do we get a chance to vote on this? It makes a mockery of the whole concept of democracy, doesn't it?
It does, and we even see MSNBC and Bloomberg and all these channels saying it's bad the Germans might not vote for this. We need to get rid of freedom. We need to get rid of their right to vote. I mean, it's just like open.
It is, and you know, when you start talking about the technical details and financial details of derivatives and things like that, most people, their eyes glaze over, because we're just, you know, it's all we can do to just to pay our light bills. But when you start talking about, do you get a chance to vote or not, that's pretty understandable, isn't it?
Well, it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. Let's start getting a little bit into Occupy Wall Street. I mean, it's coming out now that they basically called out a crowd. Well, many people showed up. The Soros folks tried to co-opt it. Now they admit Acorn's there, but it didn't work very well, in my view.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing in New York is interesting, too, because that park that they're in has recently just gotten a big the company that owns it has gotten a big grant from the Obama administration. And so, in other words, it's like, and of course, Obama himself is more or less sympathized with this. So we can see, wait a minute, what's happening here? Here are people protesting the establishment, and the leader of the establishment says, we're all for you. Doesn't that, that should ring some bells with somebody. But again, this is a thing where you have to go back and understand who's really in charge, and who's really in charge of these people who inhabit these secret societies, like you yourself went out to Bohemian Grove, and you know, I understand totally, and I think most of your listeners understand what I'm talking about. And, you know, this goes back, and of course, you know, one of their key mottos is order out of chaos. Well, to promote order out of chaos, first you have to create chaos, and that's what they're doing right now.
Jim, I want to take phone calls at the bottom of the hour, but when we come back, there's so many subjects I could raise, but what else is on your radar screen? What are you working on right now? We're going to go to break. Tell us about that on the other side. I'm not seeing bumper music from Genesis, but we'll...
That's all right. I'll cut off. We'll stop if we get the music.
Here we go. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. Jim Mars is our guest. We're into hour number 26 of Global Transmission. You can watch the free video streams and spread that out. That link to everybody to help spread the truth at InfoWars.com.
November 4th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1758.40. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,801.73, $900.86 for a half ounce, or $450.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,801.73, $900.86, or $450.43.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
It's high noon. Jesse Ventura is up there in the middle of his press conference. It's high noon for all of us. Freedom is safety. That's what it comes down to. Our domestication is just ongoing. But, you know, I don't understand the globalists. They're expert psychological warfare experts. That's been proven. But at the same time, they study populations, but they're pushing and pushing. It's getting the sheep more into line, but for large segments of the public, it's just enraging people and really getting them moving. But I guess that happens throughout history. But getting back to, I was asking you before the break, what's big on your radar screen, Jim?
Well, this is November, after all, and I know that you and I have both had that longstanding interest in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. So I've been going back and digging up through some of the details, some of the things that tend to get lost in the whole thing. As you'll recall, one of the big arguments they made was they said that Lee Harvey Oswald, who was accused of being the assassin, and I say accused because he was never got a fair trial, never got a fair hearing, never was convicted of anything. In fact, Warren Commission heard secret testimony, cherry-picking their evidence behind closed doors, refused to let anyone represent Oswald in a legal sense, and then came out and said, well, we think he did it and acted alone. Or as Gerald R. Ford always said over and over and over again, we could find no evidence of conspiracy. Well, no, they couldn't because they didn't allow anything that smacked of conspiracy in there. But one of the key things they used quite effectively was that Oswald was accused of shooting a Dallas policeman, J.D. Tippit, out in South Oak Cliff near the intersection of 10th and Patton. And the argument went, well, if he hadn't shot the president, then why did he shoot the cop? And so he shot the cop, so therefore he must have shot the president. Well, I think I could prove to any reasonable, open-minded person that Oswald did not shoot the cop. So now we can reverse the argument and say, well, he didn't shoot the cop. Maybe he didn't shoot the president. And the way I can prove he didn't shoot Officer Tippit is pretty simple. In years past, and in my book, Crossfire, The Plot to Kill Kennedy, I pointed to three separate witnesses, an insurance salesman, a young boy who is now a Dallas evangelist, or was a few years ago, named Jack Davis, and Butch Burroughs, the assistant manager of the Texas Theater, all of whom told me that they encountered Lee Harvey Oswald, who was arrested in the Texas Theater about 1:30, no later than just a few minutes after 1. Officer Tippit was shot about 1:10 or 1:15 blocks away at 10th and Patton. So in other words, there are three separate witnesses who placed Oswald in the theater at the time Officer Tippit was shot. So obviously he can't be in two places at the same time. So he was not at 10th and Patton shooting the cop. Now, well, so why did they believe he did it? Well, there was another Dallas policeman named J.M. Poe, and Poe arrived at the scene of the Tippit shooting and was given some shell cases that the witnesses had picked up off the ground that they said had been left behind by the killer of Officer Tippit. Officer Poe, being a good trained police officer, scratched his initials, J.M.P., in the brass shell cases, and there was the evidence. And yet, in the spring of 1964, when the Warren Commission called him up, showed him the shell cases, he could not find his initials on those shell cases. So in other words, the shell casings that they present to us today as the evidence, and they're still in the National Archives, and they say these are the shell cases from Lee Harvey Oswald's .38 caliber pistol that he used to kill Officer Tippit, are not the same shell cases that they found at the scene of the shooting. And I could further prove that because Oswald had a .38 Special, which was a .38 Smith & Wesson .38 standard pistol, but it had been rechambered to accept .38 Special ammunition. Now the .38 Special ammunition has a little bit longer than the normal shell bullet, but it holds more power. Powder, so it has more power.
Finish up with that on the other side. But I mean, look, you're getting into important minutia that proves this. But I mean, I've talked to the Undertaker guy where they came in and put the ink on Oswald's hand and put the gun in it. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the whole thing. And now we have all these insiders going public.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Listening to the tip of the spear, the front lines in the info war. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Jim Mars, a true historian, is our guest. I want to go to your calls, folks that are holding. Again, I'm waiting for a call from Jesse Ventura. I want to hear what he said at the press conference. He said he wants to call in after the press conference, but who knows what's going to be going on. And it was scheduled for noon. Stuff like that usually starts late. I don't know. He's pretty wound up. He might talk for an hour. Who knows? But we're looking for that call to come in. Jim Mars, again, riding shotgun with us. Paul Watson coming in. I got a bunch of geopolitical news I'll be also smattering in here. But before I go any further, why are we having the money bomb? Well, why did we build this studio and the TV studio and hire reporters and crew and IT people and everything else we're launching here and trying to finish the social network and really have a quality one, and all the other projects we're trying to get done here. We're not funded by the globalist. We're not funded by the New World Order. We're funded by you buying the books, the videos. Continuing here. We've gone up to the 300,000, which sounds like a lot, but when you're hiring crew and buying equipment, really the TV equipment we need, even the moderate grade stuff, 150,000 or so. I've spent, there's got to be more than $1 million of equipment here right now. And then crew members and things like that. And I want to thank all of you that have donated, but I'm quite frankly very exhausted, so I can't really express the whole spectrum of reasons. But the globalists take your money at gunpoint. Because if you don't pay it, they're coming with guns. So it's at gunpoint. That's implied. And it's carried out. We're here just saying, buy the books, buy the videos. Donate to the Money Bomb if you want to see us expand and you like what we're doing. And folks have responded to that. We're also a platform for Ron Paul and all these other authors and researchers, and we try to support their work. That's why it's such an important juncture in the global awakening. And I'm not here to do this half speed. I'm not here to play games. Doesn't mean I do a perfect job, far from it, but I'm going 110%. I'm doing the best job I can, and asking God every day to help me be strong and focused and to be given discernment and to have courage. And I just appreciate all of you that have donated at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can also call if you want to call and talk to the crew and donate. It's 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And I think we've got the technical capability. I told them about it yesterday, but everybody's exhausted up here to restream the 27 hours in the video boxes that are already at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com when the broadcast ends in an hour and 25 minutes from now or so. But it's 12:36 Central right now. Restream that over the audio streams. We'll have to turn all the encoders off and do some stuff, and actually on the restreams and stuff. I'm not even sure how to do that because some stations carry the fourth hours. We do that live a lot. How do we turn everything off? We're sending the video over the systems. Perhaps we'll re-air the first hour in the fourth hour, and that gives them time to get the video stuff all ready and then relaunch that in all the video boxes and players that so many people are tuning into and watching right now. I want to thank folks for going to InfoWars.com and getting that article up there that's red-linked, titled InfoWars Launches 24-Hour Plus Offensive Against Tyranny. You go to that, it's got the rundown of who's been on, who's coming up. It's got our video streams. It's got backup video streams. It's all there right now at InfoWars.com, and so it will continue. And we're going to preempt the nightly news tonight and just restream all of this because there's so many incredible guests. A lot of it overnight people missed. And again, I just want to thank my crew as well. Going back to Jim. Jim, finishing up with JFK, look, you're the expert. I mean, you go into all the minutia, all the facts, you're picking through it. It would take years to cover it all. Literally, it's ridiculous how much evidence there is that this fairy tale is a fairy tale. The official story, and over 90% of the American people in average polls don't buy the fairy tale. So we pretty much won on the facts and in the court of public opinion. But now you've had, as you know, the historian release the tapes with Jackie Kennedy saying that that LBJ killed her husband. And again, people say that's covering up saying JFK. LBJ killed him. Well, that's as high as she knew. Obviously, there's folks about that. People are like, that's disinfo to say LBJ killed Kennedy. It was the New World Order. Yes, I understand that. I'm saying that's as high as E. Howard Hunt, who did the deathbed confession on video, audio, and text, said. And you've got Barr McClellan, the lawyer of LBJ, writing a book a few years ago and saying that. And you've got all these people. I mean, Jackie Kennedy, the black ops CIA hitman, E. Howard Hunt, the lawyer for him. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So the whole fact that the system has invested so much time and energy in selling this fable, it really hurts them that people don't buy it. And so, of course, people question other things. We have a government that's been caught injecting people with syphilis and radiating foster children. And just a few years ago, testing pesticides on children in New York State until they died. That's New York Daily News. This is my film Endgame, the articles. I mean, you'd be crazy to not then always, and the New World Order says there's too many of us. They want to get rid of us. They want to put stuff in the water. The White House science czar, and he's a protege of others that were. I mean, this is just crazy. It's craziness. And I know people have trouble coming face to face with something this bad to be able to deal with it. But the facts are still the facts. Jim Mars.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, what it boils down to is that they have control over the five multinational corporations that control the mass media, the electronic media. and therefore they control the masses. This is why you don't hear politicians refer to the republic anymore. We're not a republic. They simply refer to democracy. Democracy. Got to go and attack people around the world, bomb their villages, kill their children to bring them democracy. Well, what is democracy? Democracy, by definition, is rule by the majority, okay, which sounds great on paper, but the classic example is a lynch mob, and we don't want that. We want a democratic republic where we elect officials and we have checks and balances and we operate under the rule of law. But, and that's why we have a constitution and a bill of rights, but it's been pretty much thrown out the window. When Obama decides we're going to launch missiles and bomb Libya, he didn't even bother to go to Congress to get a resolution like George W. Bush did before he attacked Iraq. I mean, we're just in...
Jim, I got to preempt you for 10 minutes. I appreciate you. Jesse Ventura has called in. He's, I guess, completed the press conference there in front of the federal courthouse. And, again, if people miss the Associated Press and ABC News and all the rest of it, the judge, after waiting months and months and months to rule of the case to go forward, said it was the wrong venue. So for me, that's not even so much thrown out as a punt, as a chicken type behavior of just basically passing the buck. And we're joined now by former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, best-selling author, and, of course, friend of this show, host of the popular television show Conspiracy Theory. Governor, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Not so much a pleasure to talk to the other media, but always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, sir, a lot of people appreciate your courage and what you've done. Please tell us what you said at the press conference and what the rat establishment media was behaving like.
Well, they mainly just listened to what I had to say, and I basically told them that I've now been stripped of my patriotism, that I have no more feelings for this government that runs this country today because, quite simply, they deny me my right in court. It seems that going after veterans seems to be the trend right now. Every time veterans try to exercise their rights, constitutional rights, we seem to be getting tramped down. I mean, the one serviceman that was beaten up exercising his right to protest, and now myself wanting to exercise my right and have a trial by jury, and the government won't allow it to happen. It's that simple.
Now, Governor, I mean, obviously, that I was stunned. I mean, even though I was knew it was possible when you were kind enough to call me last night and keep me abreast of what happened, and you said that they'd thrown it out, and then I went and looked it up, and it showed up in the media. But the way this judge did it, correct me if I'm wrong, because you've got the actual ruling, not just what the news is saying, said, well, this was the wrong venue.
What they claim, Alex, is they have no jurisdiction. Well, if the federal court doesn't have jurisdiction over a constitutional question, who the hell does?
Okay, because the way I read it was they were saying that it need to be to be another circuit court, but you're saying, your lawyer's saying in the ruling, no, they're just saying that the feds don't have jurisdiction over the TSA.
Well, what they're saying is that I have to go to the Court of Appeals. In other words, I'm guilty, and I have to go to the Court of Appeals to be proved innocent. I can't have a jury trial. It has to be they're stating it has to go to the Court of Appeals, which are three federally paid judges who will make the decision, and they say it's because of secrecy reasons, so clearly they won't allow an open trial to happen concerning the Fourth Amendment of illegal search and seizure of our Constitution.
Governor Jesse Ventura, 2 days ago when you were on with us, you made the central point that it's martial law when you go to the airport, and now they're on the highways. And look at this ruling. They're saying national security, it's secret. We can't tell you. You're a governor. You're a Navy veteran, you know, honorably discharged, highly decorated, all of this, well known. You have to be groped by somebody. And when I was going through the TSA in Las Vegas, when I was out there with you a few weeks ago, when I was flying back to Austin, I said, how do I know you're not a terrorist? How do I know you're not guilty until proven innocent if I'm guilty? And the guy said, I can be trusted. The government's checked me out. I mean, it's this idea that we're all criminals. We're all prisoners. Can you elaborate on your statement of what this country's now become and your statement about martial law?
Well, clearly, Alex, is that, you know, we're all guilty now until we prove we're innocent. And the problem is we can't even prove we're innocent in front of a jury. You know, I always thought we were guaranteed the right of a jury trial in this country, a trial of your peers, of your citizens. Clearly, the government doesn't want this going in front of citizens because obviously they'd lose. And if they lost, it would open up Pandora's box. And the other thing they don't want, the other question they don't want out there is the question that why is it the government's job to provide security for the airlines when the airlines are a private sector business?
Well, what about you were a governor. You know more about the 10th Amendment than I do. Since when do the feds, I mean, I can send you the PSAs. They're now airing TV ads showing TSA at Buccaneers games and at shopping malls searching people. And governor, they're now rolling out on the streets.
Absolutely they are. When you drive around the country now, our border agents are no longer at the border. They're out in the deserts. They're out on our interstate highways. I predict, Alex, that within the decade, you will have to show ID to travel state to state in this country because the Constitution is no more and the Bill of Rights are no more. That was proven to me today when I wasn't allowed to go to court on them.
Governor, you know, you've always told me that you know, you stay focused, you don't give up. I mean, I think the answer is, obviously you'd run to win, but run for president to try to, you know, say restore the Bill of Rights, restore the Constitution, legalize freedom, legalize America. I mean, you would get a lot of attention and could really put the heat on these people. And I understand, you know, there's a lot of other countries, but you love this nation. It's not America that went wrong. It's this corrupt system. I mean, obviously you're percolating right now. You're thinking, but what's racing through your mind? I mean, what's next?
Well, I talked about it at the press conference today that I guess the only recourse I could have would be to win the presidency. And then could I get my day in court as the president? You know, that would be my next question. As president of the United States, could I go to court over my Fourth Amendment rights? I don't know, Alex. I mean, I can't run for president because I don't have ballot access in all 50 states. And that would require a great deal of money, a great deal of time. And the system is set up so that you can't achieve that. That way the Democrats and Republicans, the two-party dictatorship, they hold the stranglehold on all our elections because an independent like me cannot get ballot access in all 50 states.
Well, Governor, you've always been a winner. And you won as a trailblazer in Minnesota, out of nowhere as governor. And the people are more angry and more awake than they've ever been. You got one group of people that are more sheeple than ever, but a lot of folks are really waking up. Ron Paul is saying, hey, I might run as third party. The libertarians are saying, come on over. If Paul doesn't take it, they're the ones that have ballot access. I think it's time for them to right now approach you and say, you know, because you've got the name, you've got the knowledge, you've got the track record. And again, I understand the instinct because I have it myself to just get out of here. And I won't blame you if you do that because, you know, you're a Navy guy. There's such a thing as abandoning ship. But you've been a captain. You've been a governor. And I think we need you to, you know, try to save the republic. I mean, you've already done so much. I hate to say do more. But
well, let me put it to you this way, Alex. The ball's in the libertarian court now. They have to approach me or they have to approach Congressman Paul, whoever they want to approach to be their presidential candidate. I'm not going to approach them. They will have to approach me.
What is your mental when you got the call from your lawyer and heard about the ruling, what was the first thing went through your mind? And please give us any other points that you made at the press conference, sir.
Well, what went through my mind, it was very disheartening. It was like having your guts pulled out of you. They gutted me as far as my patriotism goes. I have no patriotism whatsoever to this government today. As my T-shirt say, I love my country, not my government. And I think that speaks volumes the way I feel right now, Alex. I have no love for the government of the United States of America today.
How's Terry taking it, your wife?
Like always, she's a battler. She stands by me no matter what I do. I couldn't ask for a better person that way, and she'll grit her teeth and get through it, I hope.
Well, we were hoping for sanity in government, but it just, you know, we tried in Texas.
It's not going to happen, Alex. When a citizen can't go to court to fight for the Bill of Rights, his rights, his basic Bill of Rights in this country, when they won't allow you to go to court over that, well, that tells you, I will now refer to this country no longer as the United States of America. I will refer to it as the fascist states of America, because that's what I believe we are, Alex. We are fascist now.
Well, there's no doubt. In fact, there's a quote in the Associated Press where you said, this is not the country I grew up in. America is now a fascist nation.
Yeah, and I quoted Kevin Costner today at the press conference. I said, this is not the country I was born in, and it's certainly not going to be the country I die in.
Well, look, the country's been hijacked, and yes, the people...
We got to take it back.
Well, I know you're a busy man. Yeah, as soon as you leave, I'll have 50 questions that pop in my head. This is all stunning.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, I got to take off, so we got to end it now, but I'll try to get back to you. If you'll have me on next week, we'll talk about it more in depth next week.
Absolutely, and perhaps we need to talk later when you get home or next week off air about strategy. I know Ty called me last night. He was getting on a plane to come be with you there, and we were talking strategy, and I was going to send him some information. I think one way to go after him, and then I'll let you go because I know you're busy, is the fact that statistically there are such criminals. Only criminals or crazy people would want to be groping people all day, and they're constantly caught stealing money, pedophiles. I think the health issue of the scanners is a way to go after them. But is there anywhere we can read the ruling?
No, because the rulings are secret. My court case said that. You cannot know what's legal for the TSA to do or not. It's considered national security, so there's no way to know if you're being abused or not.
All right, I'll let you go in 60 because I know you got to go, but this is big news. This is not in the news. I've read literally 50, I've scanned 50-something articles up there of 100 and something that are on Google with Jesse Ventura's name in it today, and it doesn't ever say that. Your lawyer told you that he can't even see the ruling. I mean, give us the specific, because that's big news. This is like 1984, Kafka, where you can't find, or the Soviet Union, you can't find out what you've been charged with.
Exactly. You have no way, and even the judge said it in her ruling, that it's secret and we have no way of knowing whether the governor was abused or not, because, again, you don't know the rules, and they can change them any time they want, and there's no way to hold them accountable, the government, in any way, shape, or form.
Well, Governor, that is martial law. When the courts say it's secret when you try to bring up your rights, and you've got to go to a star chamber at the appeals court, and so you're not even going to seek going to the appeals because that's not a jury. That's a fraud. That's giving into the sham.
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't discussed my alternatives with my lawyer yet. We'll probably do that early next week of whether I want to try to take it to the Court of Appeals. But again, Alex, that's three paid judges by the U.S. government. You think for one second they're going to rule in my favor?
No. Well, in closing, I appreciate you calling us first after the press conference. I'm very honored. And I want to tell you that Jim Mars, who, of course, wrote the book that was used in the film JFK, is on hold. He just said he wants to really thank you when he heard you were probably going to be coming on. Dave Mustaine said he wants to thank you just spontaneously. Everybody I talk to, because people are really upset about this, watching their wives or children groped, they all say thank you, Jesse, for what you did, and thank you to your family for going through all you've done and the media persecuting you over the years for being a good governor and telling the truth. God bless you, my friend, and we'll talk to you sometime next week.
Thank you, Alex, and give my best to Jim and tell him stay on the trail of the assassins.
All right, sir. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. And, you know, me and Jesse have gotten to be good friends, and I just – he's real. People attack him, you know, and he cares about freedom, and he is so – I've flown with him a few times, and, I mean, he just – I mean, he really is a real guy. He's a quiet guy. He's a nice guy. You can tell he gets very upset. I mean, he started shouting but in a controlled way when they were rubbing all over him and stuff, and they were laughing. And it's Jesse Ventura, and the idiots asked him for autographs after they groped him, and he was like, no. And then I was like, hey, I shot video and photos of it, you know, and he's like, let me see it. And he goes, well, it's embarrassing. Erase it. and later would have been good actually for court, but I said, okay. But I mean, you know, he literally, he was in a good mood until we did that. And then our plane was delayed for like 3 hours and he was just sitting there going, and he would go over to troops that were all flying out of Atlanta and say, do you like this? Do you know what's going on? And I mean, by the time he got on the plane, I mean, he was just like, you know, controlled rage. And I mean, it's like a joke. The media is all, Ventura claims he's been abused. Ventura claims he's, I mean, flying hundreds of times a year with him going up in his legs. You know, again, I told the guy, I'm going to probably sue you if you grope me. So he didn't do all that stuff. He did. He goes, well, I have to check the waistband. He just barely, it was still a violation. People say, well, man up. The pilots, most of them combat pilot veterans that came out last year, we're going back to Jim. They would physically go, it was reported, and vomit, or they were unable to fly. They would say, and then their union said, that's it, we're shutting air traffic down. And they said, okay, now you go through your own line, and we'll stop groping you. And they quit for a few months in that new special line, but then now it started it again with some of the pilots. And people said, well, why would some guy's been a Vietnam combat pilot, one of them, perfect flying record, whatever. Why would you have to go, leave and then get home and vomit in your parking lot? Because you live your whole life as a man, as an upstanding good person who's all about your personal space, your family, and walking up with people in uniforms, this is like being sent to prison. This is like being sent to prison. I'll tell you, I got in a fist fight one time with a guy who was a lot bigger than me, and boy, that's when there's trouble. Because that's when, you know, I go into that caveman mode and some big 250-pound guy, and I'm 170 pounds then, starts really hurting me. You know, it's kind of blackout time. People get hurt. So a couple times I was sent to jail as a juvenile. But one time it was really bad at Terrell, and I had the pervert guard come get me and say he was going to go take a shower with me. And I told him, you know, I said, you're going to pay for this. And I said, you will pay. And I said, and my dad. I know my dad, he's a really sweet guy, but I knew him. I said, you're going to pay. There's still such a thing as Texas justice. I said, you're going to pay for this. And he said, you just get back in there then. And I was in solitary for like 3 days till they got into court and got me out because I didn't start the fight. The big tough guy, wrestling champion, started it and he got his brains basically bashed out. Because you start hurting me, man, that's, you know, I mean, that's when the switch gets thrown. And you know, in this country, you should be able to defend yourself. And my point is the feeling of that guy pushing me into that shower and I was dressed. He goes, take your clothes off for touching me. The feeling of that was wanted to throw up. I mean, that must be what it's like for a woman when somebody rapes them. You know, they say, well, just enjoy it. Bull crap. Bull crap. Okay? I mean, listen, growing up dating girls, the first time you're out with some girl and you're in the movie theater and she puts her hand in your lap, it's kind of like electricity. And even though you like her, it's exciting, but it's kind of weird. That's how it is for me with my wife. You know, it's that electric thing. That's my wife I've had children with. I don't want some man or woman touching me. Do you get it through your little pea brain, you bastards? I mean, I'm sick of your garbage, New World Order. I want you to know that. All right, I'm sorry I'm ranting. Jim, we're going to break. I'll come back with you some. We're going to break, but what did you think of that Ventura interview?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm with you. In fact, I've been turning down speaking engagements because I do not want to fly. In fact, and when I do have to accept something, I tell them right up front, you know, if the TSA, I said, I am not going to have my DNA uncoupled by those terahertz radiation machines, and they're not touching my genitals. I said, if they say, then you can't fly, I said, then I'm not going to be there.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.